urgent plea at the southern border.
You have to bring the families back together. You have to get those kids with their parents.
Immigration action stalls.
Republicans punt again.
TV spinoff of canceled hit.
This does come as a surprise to me.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The path to reconciliation is still unclear for many children who've been separated from parents who crossed into the U.S. illegally. And the confusion at the southern border is compounded by gridlock in Washington on the overall immigration issue. We begin in Brownsville, Texas, with CBS's Steve Futterman.
Around 500 of the more than 2,300 separated children are already back with their families. This according to a senior administration official who spoke with CBS News. At the same time, there are still many mixed signals about what the administration plans to do with the remaining children. This same official says efforts are underway to set up a centralized unification process. Meanwhile, the military is moving ahead with plans to house around 20,000 undocumented immigrants at four military bases here in Texas and Arkansas. CBS's Ouija Jang has the story this morning of a mother and her child reunited in Baltimore.
Beata Mejia Mejia sobbed as she held her son for the first time in more than a month. Mejia Mejia and 7-year-old Darwin were separated in May after they crossed the border near San Luis, Arizona, seeking asylum. But asylum seekers must go to an official port of entry to enter the U.S. legally. Mejia Mejia and Darwin were taken to a detention center in Arizona.
Can you describe the moment you realized Darwin was being taken from you?
Cuando...
One day, they called him by his name, she told us, and took him away. Mejia Mejia filed a federal lawsuit Tuesday against several government agencies and Trump administration officials seeking a court order releasing Darwin into her custody. On Thursday, the Justice Department agreed to release Darwin.
What are you most excited to do now that you're back together?
I just want to talk to him, she said. It's been so long.
CBS's David Begno has the story behind an image of a crying immigrant child that's come to symbolize the crisis and is now prominent on the cover of a major news magazine.
We were patrolling the border. It was after 10 o'clock at night.
That is Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz, who says he was the first to encounter Sandra Sanchez and her young daughter after they allegedly crossed the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her so we can properly search the mother. The kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, are you doing okay? Is the kid okay? And she said, yes. She's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
When I took this picture, I knew it would be important. I had no way of knowing that it would touch people quite on the level that it has.
That's Getty photographer John Moore, who joined Ruiz for a nearly 9-hour ride-along on the border. He was just feet from Sanchez and the little girl.
I asked her how long she'd been traveling, and she gave me this very weary look, and she said she'd been on the road with her daughter for a month.
Moore's image is now on the cover of Time magazine, next to a picture of the president.
Well, the effort in Congress to set new immigration policy is a study in stagnation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us live with more on that.
Every day this week, Steve, the president has said it's Democrats who are obstructing the immigration overhaul he demands. In fact, he's done it again this morning on Twitter. But yesterday proved the brutal reality for Mr. Trump, a measure that most closely matches his proposals to curb legal immigration and fund the border wall, failed to pass the House because it didn't have enough support from Republicans. And a second bill, seen as more moderate, was pulled from the floor yesterday, an acknowledgement that it, too, doesn't have enough votes. GOP leaders say they'll try again next week after tweaking the bill some more. But the president tweets this morning that they should stop wasting their time until more Republicans are elected in November. He's predicting a red wave, Steve.
Melania Trump's spokeswoman says there was no hidden message in the first lady wearing a fashion jacket with the phrase, "I really don't care, do you?" written on the back when she visited kids in Texas yesterday. Photos of it touched off a social media storm. $3.4 billion worth of American products are being targeted by the European Union in the latest pushback in a growing global trade battle. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
There's concern U.S. whiskey distillers could be stuck holding the bottle overseas as the European Union imposes new 25% tariffs on imported whiskey.
They already have certain bourbon that they're hoping to sell in those other countries, and they're sitting in those other countries right now that might be in jeopardy of being a loss or having to take the cost of bringing it back over.
New European tariffs go into effect today on U.S. cranberries, Harley-Davidson bikes, peanut butter, orange juice, and whiskey.
It was another night of unrest in the Pittsburgh area as people blocked a highway to condemn the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black teenager. Now to Saudi Arabia, where CBS's Holly Williams tells us women will be allowed to legally drive for the first time this weekend.
On Sunday, for the first time, Salma Yusuf will finally be able to drive herself to work and her three children to school.
It will change my life. It will change my family.
It's freedom.
Yeah, it's freedom. Yeah.
She passed her test last week.
That's perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you nailed it.
But now, as the Saudi government finally allows women to hit the roads, it's also begun arresting women's rights campaigners who've demanded total equality.
Well, ABC canceled Roseanne after the star's racist tweet, but the network has ordered up a spinoff that won't include her.
Roseanne is gone.
Did you get the pain pills for my bad knee?
But John Goodman is back.
Wouldn't be the Candyman without the sunshine, babe.
As is the rest of the cast. The working title, The Conners. ABC has ordered 10 episodes of the spinoff. Via Skype, Syracuse University media professor Robert Thompson says, for many viewers, the show's appeal was Roseanne and her pro-Trump political views.
Is the show going to put someone else into that cast that represents that political side of things?
Peter King, CBS News.
Charles Krauthammer, the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and TV pundit who died yesterday at 68, is being hailed as an insightful commentator and influential conservative voice. A.B. Stoddard worked with him at Fox News.
He just was calling him like he sees them, and he was willing to take it from people who didn't like that, because the thing that he couldn't bear was to not be honest.
Well, big men were the big attraction in the early picks in last night's NBA draft on ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton is a 7'1" center from the University of Arizona. In a fairy tale moment, Philadelphia selected hometown star Mikal Bridges of Villanova. His mom works for the Sixers. But before the night was over, the heartwarming story ended. Philly traded Bridges to Phoenix. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.